Hey, everyone. This is Pastor Benj, and thanks again for listening to yet another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Hey, a week ago Sunday, I joined about 50 other guys for the kickoff of Man Church this semester. And guys, if you're looking to grow your relationship with Jesus and to gain refreshing and insightful perspectives on leading well within the family and the workplace, then I really strongly encourage you to join me and the rest of us guys. As my son told me once, Pastor Chuck is really in his element at Man Church, and he really does a great job of sharing his leadership thoughts and challenging all of us to be all that God wants us to be. So guys, be sure to join us in next month's Man Church and bring a friend, a coworker, or a family member, and let's go grow together, guys. All right, so today's podcast is on logical versus emotional versus spiritual decision-making. And for the big, little, and everything in between decisions that you make related to yourself, your family, your finances, friends, and even your foes, you know, are you more logical and methodical in your decision-making, or maybe you're someone that goes by your gut feeling? Each of us has been uniquely created, and each of us has a personality that leans more towards making decisions that are more logical or maybe more emotional or gut feeling. It doesn't mean that emotions don't factor into our decisions if we are bent towards logic, or that we can't effectively use logic if our bent is more towards emotion. The trick is to know when to slow down and think a decision through versus speed up and make a quick, more gut-feeling decision. As you might imagine, I tend to be a logical, methodical-oriented decision-maker. And someone like Hector, our worship pastor, he tends to make decisions from a relational and gut-feeling perspective. One is not better than the other. They are just different because, again, our Creator made us different. Now, whenever we become a Christ follower, and as most of you know, we now have a third factor that influences, or at least should influence, our decision-making. And that would come in the form of God's Holy Spirit. As Pastor Chuck shared with us in Man Church, the Holy Spirit is our helper, our comforter, advocate, counselor, and even convictor. In John 14:16, Jesus said, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." So as a Christ follower, the Holy Spirit is with us always and forever. He helps us to interpret what God wants for us. He comforts us during particularly difficult times that require difficult decisions. He counsels us as we read God's Word and seek to apply it in our daily lives. He tells us when we should do something, and He lets us know when we've done something we shouldn't have. And while the Holy Spirit is always with us and is always speaking to us, we have to actually and intentionally listen to His voice. And this takes practice, and practice comes from spending time talking to Jesus, spending time reading and thinking about His Word, and by spending time serving those He places in our path. It's not difficult, but just like anything else, it takes an intentional and consistent effort on our part. One thing I do pretty much every day is read one verse or one scripture passage. And when I do, I typically pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to me, and I pray that before I read the verse, I pray it during the verse, and I pray it after I read the scripture. And I ask for a desire from God to apply that truth in my life's journey. And I found the more time I spend doing this, the more I hear God speaking to me through His Holy Spirit and guiding me in my decision making. And as a result, I end up making better decisions, not because of any power I have, but because of the Holy Spirit speaking His wisdom into my life. I do hope and pray that each of you intentionally and consistently practice hearing from the Holy Spirit as you make your life decisions And if you're not doing that, then please, please, please start practicing today. Read a verse. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you His wisdom and strength to live out that verse in your life today. Remember, He is your advocate. He is your guide and your counselor. So pray, read, listen, and apply. Pray, read, listen, and apply. If you do, you will make better decisions that will lead you to having a more fulfilling, peaceful, and refreshing life. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and I look forward, as always, to seeing you guys this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I do hope the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling. God bless you. Bye now.